for good and they whoop you for bad. So I got a splinter in my foot. But when I came back, when I came where my mom was, it was hurting, but I wasn't limping. I wasn't going to let her know that I had something in my foot. She said, "Everything all right, son?" I said, "Yes, ma'am, everything all right." And I'm saying in my mind, "Golly, boy, the splinter is really, really, really messing with me." But as I went on, I was able to bear the pain. And as I went on, you know what happened? It worked itself out. That splinter worked itself out. I was able to pull the splinter out of my foot. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm trying to tell you, praise the Lord. Your problem, praise the Lord, that you got, God going to cause your problem to work itself out. You may not even see it, but he going to cause your problem to work itself out. He going to take your problem, praise the Lord, and turn your problem around, praise the Lord. You're going to forget that you had the problem. That's why he said, leave your burden at the door when you come into the house of the Lord. Leave it at the door, praise the Lord, because in here, praise the Lord, the joy, the peace in here. When you put it in the Lord's hand. How many want to put it in the Lord's hand tonight? How many want to put it?
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
There are some things in life that you just need to let go of.
Well, let it go. Let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Hey.
You gotta let it go.
You're holding on to that hurt that happened so long ago. Gotta let it go. You're still bitter inside, cause it didn't work out that time. You gotta let it go. Let it go. If you want your joy back,
let it go.
If you want your peace,
let it go.
If you want to be happy,
let it go.
Then you gotta let it go. Hurting yourself, gotta let it go. Let it go. Emotions got the best of you.
Tell you what you gotta do.
You gotta let it go. Just let it go. Oh, if you want your joy back,
let it go.
If you want your peace,
let it go.
Wanna be happy.
one of my fake friends.
Let it go.
Everything I lost,
I'm letting go.
Every painful memory,
I'm letting go.
I'm letting go.
I'm letting go.
Of every lie that was told on me.
Let it go.
Even some of my family members. I gotta let them go, y'all.
Let
me tell
go.
You one thing. I'm putting my past behind me. I don't need you to remind me. Cause I know where I came from. And I know what God has done. I'm letting go.
Let it go.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Let it go.
I gotta let it go, y'all.
Let it go.
Oh, the deacons,
I'm gonna pray.
argue with me if I said that we are living in tough, trying, turbulent times. There's trouble and problems everywhere we go. It's trouble in the finances. Many of us have more month than we do money. Many of us who made investments in a 401k is now a 201F. We're dealing with hostile husbands and disobedient daughters and wayward wives, and sometimes it makes us want to pull out our hair and say, how are we going to make it out of this mess? All of us have asked that proverbial question, how am I going to make it? How am I going to get by? And the answer comes back to every single generation. Six little words. The just shall live by faith. Faith is what's going to take you out of every circumstance. Faith is getting ready to take you out of every... Oh, come on, somebody. I dare you to stand on your feet and just tell somebody next to you, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. By faith. Oh, come on, let's pray the Lord. It's gonna happen by faith.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, come on, come on. Put your hands together. Come on, come on. Yeah. All you need is just a little.
Hey, I see my God supply. He'll make your enemies to be at peace with you. Have you ever experienced in your life when you asked the Lord to spare a sick loved one's life and they died anyhow? Well, what you need to do is have faith in God and realize that God does not make mistakes. I know He doesn't. He deals with patience. Somebody came to me one day, said, "Sister Shirley, I've been asking God for me for a long time. I thought I had what I wanted. What do I do when I name him and claim her and somebody else walks down the aisle with them?" Well, I told them, "Don't worry about it. He wasn't yours no how. I'll give you about 2 weeks. She'll want to throw him back. What do I do, Shirley Ann, when I go to the car lot and name and claim a car and somebody else drives off in it? Well, that's not the only car they made. Wait on the Lord. Good God Almighty. What do I do when I lay my hands on a house? God told me He'd give me the desires of my heart and somebody else moves into it. Let me tell you what to do. Don't lose no sleep over that house. I heard the Lord say, I got another building. I got another house for you. If you can just wait on the Lord." That's what I did. I made up in my mind I had to wait on the Lord. So what you need to do is do like I did and purpose in your heart and say this: I'm gonna wait on the Lord. My blessings are on the way.
I'm gonna wait on the Lord.
No matter what people say. He said it would no more be that I'd be able to bear. And whenever I need a friend, I can call
KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez 99.3.
Times we feel lost because we've strayed away or somehow lost our way, and you feel that what you've done you cannot recover from. But remember, the word says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Forgive me, O Lord, it's me.